Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for all coming to the Law Enforcement Public Safety Committee meeting. Today is July 3rd. We are starting at 5:30. The minutes have been circulated, and I've read them. They're okay with me. If you guys are okay with them, then can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes as they're written.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor? I guess it's all of us. We all approved them, so that's good.
Aye.
All right, perfect. Thank you. We have a resolution 210 in front of us. After speaking with Legislator Petit about it, we have a mutual understanding on it, and she is okay with us going forward with it and voting on how we want to vote on it. And I'm going to be a no at this time. We've spoke about it, and she understands, and we're going to hopefully work on some other stuff, but she's okay with us voting on it and knowing that I'm a no. If you two have anything to say, or...
I'm a no.
Okay.
Also no.
Okay. So...
The motion is
denied. But do I do the favor first, or I can just go to the no's first? Since we're all no's, I guess we can just go to the no's. Okay. So all in favor of disapproving the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution fails. And resolution 309. I have a letter to read here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate your time. Resolution 309, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to amend a lease agreement with Ulster Savings Bank for Public Defender Office. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Department of Public Works. I'm going to read a letter anyway, so while you get organized. And this is from, who was it from again? Andrew Kossover sent us a letter just with some information on it, and I'll read it to you, and if there's anything else, any questions, Mark Ryder will answer for us. So, first, beginning in July 16th, our shared services agreement with Dutchess County expands from criminal defense conflict cases to include family court adult representation. This will further reduce assigned counsel expenses of both counties while maintaining, if not enhancing, the quality of representation. The new expansion also includes a part-time legal secretary, legal aid. Thus, effectively, July 16th, Dutchess County is providing office space and furnishings for three Ulster County employees, two full-time assistant public defenders, and one part-time support staff. And Ulster County needs to similarly accommodate the Dutchess County three employees. Ultimately, is our plan that upon the opening of the new family court on Albany Avenue, which is expected in January, we will relocate the Dutchess County Personnel Office to office space adjacent to the new family court. The timing is perfect because the funding from the state to reduce public defense caseloads will result in new hires by the Ulster County Public Defender Office. Those new hires will be able to move into the new USB space vacated by Dutchess County personnel. The subject space above USB at 280 Wall Street is one flight above our current space and across the hall. We currently use cubicles for several attorneys. The cubicles do not lend themselves to the needed privacy and of an attorney-client meeting, but we make do by utilizing our conference room when necessary. The new space in USB building will ultimately permit us to address some of these deficiencies by perhaps relocating attorneys and providing the less private cubicles to support staff. Most importantly, the new significant state funding is permitted to be applied to the office rental expense, so there should be no fiscal impact to the county in connection with this resolution. With that being said, Mark, do you want to add anything to that?
I can just say that while it may be Andy's plan to move these folks over to family court, we're not sure that that is the route we're going to go yet, but we do need this space for the conflict defenders currently. Whether they may end up staying there or, like he said, move to family court, that's something we need to look at in the future. But, yes, starting July 15th, we are expanding the conflict defender space and we'll need space to put them. He spoke about state funding a couple times. There's a HH settlement I'm blanking on what the two H's stand for, but it's basically a lawsuit that involved five counties that was not Ulster County that said that statewide legal public defense is not adequate. So there is state funding provided 2019 and beyond to reduce caseload for all public defenders' offices statewide. And that's what he's referring to. And you'll see that implemented throughout the budget.
Okay. Is there anything further for discussion?
I move we adopt it.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Resolution passes. Thank you, Mark. All right.
Hello.
We're on to the sheriff's report. Hi, Sheriff.
Hey.
Well, we have June numbers. We're doing good. We're on the positive side, right?
Yes.
So yeah, we're good?
Just because of what happened up in Greene County, you know, we didn't know that was going to happen when we made our estimates for 2018. So I don't want to revise it, but we'll be way over what we estimated for sure. Right? But I think we'll probably be closer to almost 1 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, between Dutchess and Greene County.
Good, great. Anybody have any questions for the sheriff on the report? Okay. Old business? I don't think we have any. New business? Pretty much discussed it, right? Events around the county. I didn't have anything coming up.
We're in the dunking booth on Friday.
Oh, Friday.
At the
okay.
Immaculate Conception Church down on Delaware Avenue. Myself, Holly Carnray, Bill Weissop, I don't know, a bunch of law enforcement people.
Okay.
Starting at 4:30.
Where is
Immaculate Conception?
Where is that?
In Kingston?
Down on Delaware Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Next to
the
White Eagle.
Yes. Yeah. Friday is the children's parade.
Okay.
So a bunch of us will be in the children's parade on Friday.
So don't get out.
And obviously tomorrow is...
Town of Saugerties parade. Fireworks at 9:30. Cantine's Field.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Parade steps off at 11.
Okay. Legislator Maloney, Legislator Litz, would you like to talk about anything?
Let's see. I can tell you what Kingston's going to do theirs tomorrow, right? Probably 9:30.
Yeah.
Big event down on this lower Broadway. I can just support Legislator Fabiano. It was probably 10 or 12 years ago. I walked in the Saugerties Parade.
Yes, you did.
And if you have not felt like you're playing baseball in Yankee Stadium, believe me, when you come around the one corner, you think you're playing third base for the Yankees. People turn out, and it's a great event. So.
Thank you.
In the heat, too.
Yeah,
the
heat comes off
what
that pavement.
It?
New Paltz one, but they're held at the county fairgrounds. I think it's Friday. Fireworks.
Oh, okay. Lots of fireworks.
When's the ones walking over to Hudson?
They're actually 4th of July.
That's all right. So that's
Yeah. So that's always packed. I don't even think you can get tickets anymore. They usually sell out right away. Anything else? All right. Next meeting is going to be in July again, July 31st.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a long month. So, not that I won't see you guys before then, but motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Have a safe 4th.
Yes.